Heavenly Father, we love you. You are the Father of lights. Glory to God, and we are your children. We thank you for thus far. You have kept us from January 1 all the way now until 2025, January 31. December 31. You kept us all through the year, and we give you praise. Today, Lord, we are here to give you honor, to praise you for a year that is now completing. And we're moving on to the next year and up through the next year. We give you praise and glory. We thank you, Lord, for everyone that's here, everyone that will join later, everyone that may listen in. Blessed be the name of the Lord. As always, we declare that the entrance of your word brings light and gives understanding to the simple. Now, Lord, let that be so today for us. Let your name be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, so welcome to our crossover service. Today, we're going to do two things. We'll combine into one, really. It'll be, a crossover with the breaker anointing. So we're going to see what the Lord's going to do for us. And remember, this is day 3 of our consecration service, our consecration time together, to close out the year. So this is a momentous time that we're in. So many things going on. We've had day 1 of our consecration. We've had day 2, powerful room yesterday. And we're going to have day 3. And from the beginning, I declare the words that the Lord himself declared. I said, go tell that fox that today and tomorrow I do cures and work miracles. And on the 3rd day, I will be perfected. Well, we've done the first day, we've done the 2nd day, and we've seen great things the Lord has done. Now, missed touching our hearts for consecration, because that's what it was all about, consecration. Yeah, it wasn't about, and it hasn't been about us asking this and that and the other thing. Just getting our hearts lined up with him, and just entering into his presence like that. But today, we're going to do something slightly different. I'm going to do the breaker anointing. And there are so many things that we have had to deal with this year that we would have preferred we didn't have to deal with. There are also some things we thank God that he gave us victory over. But as we cross over to the new year, want to leave certain things behind. Praise the Lord. So we're going to be doing that. And I want you to just engage this lesson in the spirit. And let's see what the Lord will do for us. Praise the Lord. There are many things that we deal with in life. That's just the life. It would be great if we didn't have to deal with any challenges, just coast through life. Well, what kind of life would that be? To be a conqueror and to be an overcomer, you'd have to have things to conquer and overcome. And Jesus promised a lot of things to them that overcome. Moreover, the scripture says in Romans 8 that we are more than conquerors. So we thank God for that. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 58, we read about the fast that is able to do, 4 things. And we want to do those 4 things today. We've consecrated ourselves for the last 2 days. We have sought his face. Some of us have even done, a reconsecration and recommitting of our lives to the Lord. Powerful, powerful stuff. Well, we're ready now. Our own obedience is being fulfilled, so we are ready to avenge, all kind of manner of things may come or have come against us, we are ready. And the Lord said, this is the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness. That's exactly what we're going to do today. To undo the heavy burdens, let the oppressed go free, and as ye break every yoke. I want you to pay attention to these four things. Bands of wickedness. That's number one. Number two, heavy burdens. Number three, oppression and oppressing spirits. And number four, numerous yokes. So these are the things that we're going to deal with today. You know, we need to put these things in their place as we prepare for 2026. Praise the Lord. I want to also read to us a few verses out of the book of Zechariah chapter 1. Zechariah chapter 1 says, starting at verse 18, then I lifted up mine eyes and saw, and behold, four horns. Remember, we're dealing with four things here: heavy burdens, oppression of oppressing spirits, and numerous yokes, and bands of wickedness. Four things there. Said, I saw, and behold, four horns. And I said to the angel that talked with me, what are these? And so he answered me and said, these are the horns that have scattered my people. Let's just put it that way. I mean, these are the horns that have scattered my people. You know? And what are these horns? Well, bands of wickedness, heavy burdens, oppression and oppressing spirits, and numerous yokes. These horns, he said, have scattered my people. And then he looked again. And he said, and the Lord showed me four carpenters. Then I said, what have these come to do? And he spake and said, those four horns you saw, which have scattered my people so that no one could lift up their heads, have pummeled them, and have done all kinds of things, made their life difficult, and oppressed them with heavy burdens, put numerous yokes upon them, the bands of wickedness that caused their joy to depart from them at times. Those horns, that's what they did. But I'm showing you now these other. These four carpenters have now come to free them, to deal with those horns. Glory to God. So, the carpenter anointing, called the breaker anointing, is here with us today to deal with these things that have pummeled the people of God, causing them not to be able to lift up their head. But these four carpenters have come to free them, to cast out these things, you know, which have lifted up their horn over the lives of my people. Basically, that's how I read that. Praise the Lord. So, we're going to deal with that. And this will lead us into the crossover segment. We want to put these things behind us. Crush the head, you know, of every dragon and everything that has lifted up itself against the children of God this year. We're going to deal with them. Praise the Lord. So we can have a safe passage, and a smoother year up ahead. Praise the Lord. I want to deal with this one by one, these four horns. The first one I want to deal with is the bands of wickedness. I want to deal with them right now. Now, these bands of wickedness operate in many ways. It's operating in many ways. You see things happen around us. Sometimes we don't think or realize that they are demonic. And they're designed to destroy people and take lives. Even out on the highways and different things. Somebody's driving down somewhere. Another car plows into them suddenly. Bands of wickedness trying to take out the lives of those who are in the car. Or they have a tire blowout. And the car runs out of control and goes smash into something. Sometimes, you know, traffic light goes out suddenly and cars crash in the intersection. Demonic powers and oppression under all these things. They're behind it. They're bands of wickedness. You know, people are going about their day. Suddenly, you know, some crisis occurs. You know, I mean, someone goes into the bathroom, take their shower. Suddenly, they slump down on the ground and they're in cardiac arrest or some other kind of thing. I mean, these things are bands of wickedness come against people from time to time. As Jesus said in John 10 and 10, he said, these things come against the people to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Bands of wickedness. There are many of them that happen every day. Look around you. When everything is going well and suddenly everything turns sour. That's an arrow of wickedness from the devil. You know, when you are doing well and then all of a sudden, some horrible news. Well, that's a band of wickedness from the devil as well. And there are ways that the devil brings these things, but the power of the breaker anointing, I'm going to explain to you what it's going to do for us today. In the book of Luke 11, verse 21 and 22, Jesus was explaining something, when a strong man and his arm keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. And the devil has his emissaries that are causing havoc everywhere. And they think they've got everything right where they want it. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, then he will take away from him everything, his armor, wherein he trusted, and he will divide his spoils. In other words, a greater force, such as the breaker anointing from the carpenter, and smash that horn, you know, spoil the spoiler. So the breaker anointing is given to us to spoil the spoiler, to crush the head of those horns and hammer them down. Praise the Lord. In the book of Isaiah chapter 49 and verse 25, the Lord gives us, you know, another picture of what he would do for us, you know, when we have to deal with bands of wickedness. And he says that thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. That's right. Just like Luke chapter 1. He got something over you that he thinks he got you where he wanted, but the greater power will come over him, take away his armor in which he trusted, spoil his goods. The spoiler. Spoil the spoiler. Hallelujah. I will contend with him that contends with you. I will save your children. The prey of the mighty shall be delivered from him. You know, when there are things that have overpowered you, bands of wickedness, here comes the anointing of the Lord. Help you break that down. Thank you, Jesus. Now, there are some part of it, too, that you must do for yourself. Amen. You got to recognize the power that is in you. Glory to God. For the Bible has already said, and you must know that that power is with you. Hallelujah. Whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. 1 John 5:4. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. And even all things, even our faith. So in Isaiah 52:2, we are told the part that we must do. Now these bands that the devil tried to put around your neck to steal your joy, and steal your peace, and so forth. Now, sometimes it's parents that have to deal with, you know, something about their children. Everything was going well at once, you know, then all of a sudden, then all of a sudden, boom, something happens. Well, the Lord said he's going to save your children. Praise the Lord. And then, you know, we have single parents also too that have to deal with all kinds of things. And these are all bands of wickedness, you know, that have banded together. That's why they're called bands. It's not just one. It's all kinds of things coming at you from different directions. To make sure that you cannot lift up your head. That's what it says in Zechariah 1. It said to make sure that they cannot lift up their head. That's why these things come against my people. Well, you know, the power of the Lord is present. Here's what you must do for yourself. Isaiah 52:2. Tells us the part that you must play for yourself against these bands of wickedness. Praise the Lord. It's an assist from the Holy Spirit in here this morning. But this is the posture that you must adopt all day and even going up through the next year. You must adopt this structure. This posture. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise. You know, and sit down, you know, settle down. Don't be running helter skelter, you know, like a chicken with the head cut off. No. Lose thyself from the bands around your neck. You know, now lose thyself means you have the power to do it. You know, God can give an assist, but you got the power to do it too. So you got to lose those things, you know. Take them and yank them off your neck. Glory to God. You know, you have to be determined. You can't just sit by and let the devil pummel you. Got to be aggressive in this fight. We're in a warfare. And so, you know, the devil try to put anything around your neck. You yank it off. No. I put that around my neck. Glory to God. So, don't sell yourselves for nothing. Well, the power of the Lord is here to give an assist. So, those are bands of wickedness. Let's move on to the next one. It talks about heavy burdens. You know, remember, we're talking about dealing with these four horns, which even Isaiah 58 in the fasting day or the fasting time tells us these are the things I want you to break. These four things. So now, let's talk about heavy burdens. You know, heavy burdens and different things. And Jesus himself, he said, look, in Matthew 11:28-30, come unto me, all ye that labor and are carrying heavy burdens. And Jesus knows, I'll give you rest. It's an invitation to come like that. You know, to heavy, you know, bring our heavy burdens and let the Lord help us. I mean, sometimes the burdens are too heavy to carry. You know, we just can't do it. You know, and because they're too heavy for us, sometimes we just crumble under the heavy weight of some of these burdens. But the Lord said, look, let's trade. You give me your burdens and I'll take yours. Glory to God. And for my own burdens are easy, my yoke is light, I will deal with these things for you. I can help you carry them. Praise the Lord. Now, what are heavy burdens? You know, these heavy burdens, many times we go through in life. There is hardly anybody that will not deal with this at different times. And the devil takes advantage and even piles on more. You've heard me speak about Pharaoh's tactics, which the enemy is still employing until today. You know, in Exodus chapter 5, verse 17, he says, ye are idle. Ye are idle. That's why you are saying, let us go and sacrifice to the Lord. So he turns to his taskmasters, because Moses came up and said, we are going 3 days journey into the wilderness to sacrifice unto our God. And we will go with our children, our wives and everything. And then Pharaoh said, aha, it is because you have time on your hands. That's why you're thinking of going to sacrifice to the Lord. I'm going to make your burdens even heavier. Let there be more work laid on the people so that they won't have time. This is a tactic, the strategy that the devil is using till today. Same thing. These are heavy burdens, you know, and sometimes we play right into his hands. Sometimes through foolishness, lack of discretion, lack of prudence, we put ourselves in the situations that are more, you know, I mean, heavier than what we can bear. People get into financial situations bigger than they can afford, and the devil will take advantage of it. So I could put the dagger in there and twist it. And then there's heavy burdens. You know, you buy a house that's more than what you can pay for, and now you have these heavy mortgages. You know, people buy cars, put them on heavy payments that they can't pay. And people get into credit cards and, you know, and the devil is very cunning, you know, very cunning, whisper a lot of things into people's minds. And they do all these things and get into situations that, you know, cause them problems down the road. Yeah, I believe in this 2026, maybe the Lord will allow me to deal with, you know, financial prudence. Anyway, people get themselves into these situations. And then there are burdens that people cannot, it's just too heavy. You got mortgage, you got car. You got a credit card, you got bills, you got this and that and so forth. It's just too heavy. And then what do you do? Well, you say, well, I got to take another job because, you know, this job I have, I can't pay, you know. So, yeah, you got to take a second job. And sometimes there are some people. And God knows your sorrows and he's ready to help you. But you got to be wise. And then you take another job, and you take another job, and this and this. And that's the thing. That's the plan. Maybe you had a little bit of time left on your hands before. Perhaps you could, you know, maybe you just walked Monday through Friday and you have time to go to church over the weekend. But now you got to pick a second job over the weekend that, you know, because you can't make ends meet. So now the plan is working. Satan's plan is working. Let there be more work laid in upon them, added to them, so that they will not have time. See? Now all of a sudden you don't have time. You got to deal with this. You got to deal throughout the day. You are burdened with these things. Now, that's one kind of burden. Another one is, you know, illnesses and different things that come in the family. It's a heavy burden. I mean, if you have to deal, God forbid, with a family illness, it can be very severe. It'll be a heavy burden. Doctors' bills and different things and so forth. There was a woman in the Bible. Many of you know her story. We call her the woman with the issue of blood. The Bible says for 12 years, she had spent all her living on doctors and was not made any better. That's a heavy burden. Go from pillar to post. Spend all your living. I mean, basically, you are just earning money to pay doctors' bills. Unfortunately, sometimes we find ourselves in situations like that. That may not be anything that you did. It could just be the devil trying to cheap shot you. Bring all these things. They're heavy burdens. So you can think of many things that we, you know, just come upon people from time to time. Zechariah said, these are the horns that have come to pummel my people so that they cannot lift up their heads. And sometimes people cannot even so much as lift up their heads. But they are just weighed down under these things. You know. Now, the Lord has seen those things. And he has a way of escape. There is an assist that the Lord will give today. And there's also wisdom that's coming from the Lord to you. You know, but first, you know, sometimes people can't even, think. See, because they're so much under these burdens that they can't think straight. You know, and then because they can't think straight, they make even worse mistakes. And they just get deeper and deeper. You know, the Lord said, it is vain. Psalm 127 and verse 2. It is vain. Now, we're not making light of people's situation. We're trying to help. But the Lord doesn't want you to be in this situation. You got to rise up early. You got to stay up late. According to Psalm 127 verse 2. Only to eat the bread of afflictions. The bread of sorrows. That means all you are earning, you're still going to put it into a bag of holes. And you really can't relax and enjoy. But as the Bible says, for a man to relax, enjoy the good of all his labor is the gift of God. But you can't do it because you got too much going on. And the Lord says it's vain. He's going to give you rest. Glory to God. In this coming year, beginning today, we're going to break the shackles of all those, some of those heavy burdens so that the Lord, you know, can give you rest. Listen to this in Zephaniah chapter 3. I want to read to you some powerful declarations of how God begins to do this thing for you. Glory to God. Zephaniah chapter 3. Sing, O daughter of Zion. And you know, many times the Lord say daughter of Zion. Well, and it's so appropriate because most of the times it's women that go through some of these most heavy burdens. You know, and women, they work so hard, bless their hearts. I mean, they got to deal with family, they got to deal with jobs, they got to deal with this, they got to be, and, you know, and if they were a single mother, it's even worse. So many times, you know, women really, you know, have to, we know this is a spiritual symbolism here, but it does apply specifically also to women and anybody else too. But sing, O daughter of Zion, he said, shout, O Israel, and be glad and rejoice with all the heart, O daughter of Zion. So let me speak directly to women that are under heavy burdens today, because, you know, it's using the, you know, the female terminology here. The Lord had taken away these things, I put upon you, and cast out thine enemy. Praise the Lord. And all the enemy that's in the midst of you, and thou shalt not see evil anymore. Well, if you believe that, you can say amen in the chat room. In that day, such as this, it shall be said to you, fear thou not, let not your hands be slack. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will say, he will rejoice over you with joy. He will rest in his love. You know, the Lord also loves to rejoice. You know, and God is not rejoicing when his people are pummeled down. So he wants to change your story. Glory to God. And he will rest in his love when he sees that things are good for you. He will joy over you with singing. I will gather them that are sorrowful for the solemn assembly and all these things. You know, and all the reproach that was a burden, and I will undo. Glory to God. At that time, such as today, the Lord said, I will undo all that afflict you, and I will save her that halted. Gather those that are driven out. You know, some people have lost their homes because of all of these things. And I will get them praise. Where you go, you will eventually get praise. You know, the Lord is going to do it for you this coming year. And even fame in the land. Hallelujah. And at that time, I will bring you again. Even in the time, I will gather you again. And I will make you a name and a praise. Glory to God. There is a lifting up coming. Men and brethren. Brothers and sisters. It's a lifting up coming. When I turn your captivity before your own eyes, glory to God, he's going to do it too. I am staking my claim on this scripture for you. The Lord is going to turn your captivity, and you will be like the story that said, when the Lord turned our captivity, we were like them that laughed. Hallelujah. See, it is time for us to be laughing in and out of church. It's time for that. Praise the Lord. And the Lord's going to do it too. But he's got to take away. Nobody's going to be laughing when they have all these heavy burdens on them. Nobody laughs. You know, but it is time for us to be laughing. You know, the Lord is going to do it. Isaiah chapter 14. Verses 24 and 25. This is how the Lord's going to do it for us. And some of it is present with us here in this room today. Why? Because, you know, we took time the first couple of days to seek the Lord. And so now the Lord is going to do it. Thus saith the Lord. He said, the Lord of hosts has sworn, surely, as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. And as I have purposed, so shall it stand, that I will break the oppressor. Yeah. I'm going to break him. And upon my mountains, I tread him underfoot. Then shall his yoke, all the heavy burdens, depart from them, and his burden shall depart from off their shoulders. The Lord says he's going to do it. He's going to break. He's giving us the carpenter anointing to break those horns down. You know how the carpenter hammers down on the anvil. You break it down. You know, you take a hammer. You put a nail in the wood, you hammer it down. Praise the Lord. Even so, the Lord, you know, by the power and the anointing that is present with us today, will break down the head of all these oppressors and heavy burdens that have afflicted his people. That's what the Lord said. And will break it down, relieve you of the burdens, take those heavy burdens off your shoulder. Now this is a purpose that is proposed over the whole earth. And this is the hand of the Lord that is stretched forth to do it. And then the Lord said, for thus has the Lord purposed, and who shall disannul it? Show me somebody that can arm wrestle the Lord down. You know, his hand is stretched out. Who can turn it back? Yeah, he's got his right hand flexed. He said that right hand and thy holy arm has gotten him the victory. He's flexed his arm now for you, ready to give you deliverance. Hallelujah. And who is it can turn it back? Can't do it. You know, God is going to give us deliverance in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, that was number two, heavy burdens. I want to go on to number three, which is oppressing spirits, oppression and oppressing spirits. Remember, we are dealing with four things straight out of the book of Isaiah 58. He said, this is the fast that I've chosen, to do these things, to break down these things. And these are the four horns also that we must break down by the carpenter and the breaker anointing. So, number three is oppression and oppressing spirits. And some of these things overlap, you know, oppression, heavy burdens, bands of wickedness, and yokes, they all overlap. But I'll just give you some scriptures here and there. Same scriptures that we use for one category can also apply for the other because they overlap. You know, but the oppressor, the oppressor, you know, what does it mean to oppress? Well, you subdue people and put them under so that to the point where they are even choked, they can't speak, they can't raise their head, you know. And all of these things. And God has seen it. He has seen all the oppression and the oppressing spirits. You know, the devil has a lot of emissaries that he uses to carry out these things. And but it is time for the oppressor and the oppressing spirits to cease. And we are going to look at the scriptures that the Lord has for us. Praise God. In the book of Isaiah chapter 14 and verse 4. How has the oppressor ceased? Glory to God. You know, this is signifying, you know, the end of all the oppression that God have put up. I mean, that the enemy have put upon you. It is time. This Isaiah 14 chapter, powerful, you know, to give hope to those, you know, who are in the land of bondage and different things. The different oppressors and different oppressing spirits. He said, well, it shall come to pass. Isaiah chapter 14 and verse 3. That in that day the Lord shall give you rest from thy sorrow and from thy fear and from the hard bondage wherein thou hast been made to serve. And thou shalt take up a proverb against the oppressor and say, well, how has the oppressor ceased? Glory to God. The Lord hath broken the staff of the wicked and the scepter of all your oppressors, even those that smote the people. The continual stroke. Those are pummeled down my people. The Lord said, well, I'm going to bring forth rest and help for my people. Praise the Lord. Yeah. The Lord is going to do it too. In the book of Psalm 89, verses 22 to 25, he says, you know, the Lord will not allow you to be oppressed anymore. Glory to God. Not talking to David, but talking to us. The enemy, he said, shall not exact upon you anymore. Enough already. Praise God. And we've got to have these scriptures with us and use it. Use the scriptures to push back these oppressing spirits when they try to come against you. And sometimes people are just depressed. You know, I don't know why. You know, because of stuff. They go to work. You know, they close their day. They wake up in the morning. And there's just this heaviness upon them. They're just depressed. You know? And it's like, why in the world? These are oppressing spirits come against you. You know? And instead of getting up in the morning and being jubilant and say, this is the day that the Lord has made, I will rejoice. No. Just get up in the morning, you're gloomy. You know, you're heavy. You don't know what came upon you. But stuff comes upon people. Oppressing spirits, you know. But we got to deal with that. Put that behind us. The enemy shall not exact upon you. Son of wickedness shall not afflict you. I will beat down your foes before your face and plague them that hate you. My faithfulness and my mercy shall be with you. And in my name shall your horn be exalted. Glory to God. You know, you will cry unto me and say, thou art my father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. I will make you also my firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth. Glory to God. My mercy and will I keep with you forever. My covenant shall stand fast with you. Your seed shall also endure. Hallelujah. And the Lord said this in Isaiah 54 and 10. He said, the mountains may depart, the hills may be removed. But my kindness shall not depart from you, neither the covenant of my peace, saith the Lord, I had mercy upon thee. And the Lord will bring these things to you. Isaiah chapter 54 and verse 14. Another scripture that you can use powerfully for your own defense. You know, scriptures can be used for defense and also offense. Any which way you want to use it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In righteousness shalt thou be established, and thou shalt be far from oppression. You can use it in your defense. The Lord said, I'll be far from oppression. So, you know, I'm going to resist any kind of oppression that tries to come upon my mind or anything. Thou shalt also be, you know, far from fear and from terror, because it shall not come near thee. Well, it may have come near you before, but you're not going to push them back. You know, praise the Lord. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Glory to God. And he goes on to say, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. The righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. These are powerful promises that God gives us. Isaiah chapter 51, verses 12 and 13. Add these scriptures, you know, to your toolbox to fight off oppression and oppressing spirits. Glory to God. I, the Lord said, even I, let me read it from verse 11. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. I'm praying. I've stood in the gap, and I'm still standing in the gap. I'm praying that this new year will be the year of my redeemed, said the Lord. He told me that already yesterday. And said, they shall return and come with singing unto Zion. And everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy. Not only obtain, they'll be able to also retain it. Glory to God. And sorrow and mourning shall flee away. And he says, I, even I. Now, when the Lord says that, you better pay attention. I, even I, am he that comforteth you. Who art thou that I should be afraid of a man? Why are you afraid of anybody? A man that shall die, and the son of man that shall be made as dust or grass? Why are you afraid of them? When I am the Lord with you, and you forget the Lord your maker, you are afraid of somebody, whereas I am with you, The Lord your maker that has stretched forth the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth. And why is it that you are feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor? As if you were ready to destroy. And the Lord said, where is the fury of the oppressor? The Lord's looking for it. He can't find it. Because the fury of the oppressor is broken, saith the Lord. Glory to God. Now, that's exactly what the Lord is going to do for you. Starting today and up through the next year, the fury of the oppressor is broken for you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's take a look at Psalm 9, you know, and verse 9. Dealing with, this is the third of the four horns now that we are dealing with. And the carpenter's anointing is present to break each every one of them. Psalm 9 verse 9, the Lord also shall be a refuge for the oppressed. Glory to God. A refuge in times of trouble. And they that know the name of the Lord, those that put their trust in the Lord, for the Lord will not forsake them that seek him. Now, this is what the Lord will do for those who are oppressed. You know, he's going to cover you, a refuge. You hide inside him. He'll cover you. And the oppression is coming. They hit the Lord and they fall. It's like he has put a force field around you. You know, the oppressor is trying to dash in and he hits that force field. Boom! And he falls. He falls back. Glory to God. The Lord will do it for you. Break the oppressor. Amen. The Lord will give you victory. Number four, numerous yokes. Let me remind you of why we are dealing with this the way we are dealing with it. You go back to Isaiah 58. Remember, we are in a time of consecration, fasting before the Lord. And the Lord said, is not this the fast that I have chosen? The book of Isaiah 58 verse 6. The right kind of fast can take care of four things. These four things. Other things as well, but these four. Loose the bands of wickedness. We covered that already. Undo heavy burdens. We covered that already. You know, set the oppressed free. We're dealing with oppression and oppressing spirits now. And then, number four, break every yoke. You link that with what we saw and read in Zechariah 1 when he said, the Lord showed me these four horns. These are the four horns that come to pummel my people so that they cannot raise their heads. And then the Lord showed him four carpenters with a breaker anointing to fray them and to break them down. Glory to God. So number four, breaking every yoke. That's all these yokes. We got to break them by the breaker anointing. Numerous yokes. They are all the same thing as heavy burdens and different things. You know, put this, there's something that's upon you that you can't break away from. They will just put it on people. But here's what the Lord has to say about that. Because the Lord doesn't want us to be our necks to be under yokes. And he says to them in the book of Leviticus chapter 26 and verse 13. And the Lord will say to his people, you know, I am the Lord your God. Always reminding them that. Which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt. Why? That you should not be their bondmen. And I have broken the bands of your yoke made you to go upright. Glory to God. You know, they put so many heavy burdens upon those people. They couldn't even stand up straight. Their backs were bent over with burdens. And seriously, let there be more burdens laid in upon them so that they will not have time. And their backs were bent over. For years, some of them could not even stand upright. But they had to carry all these heavy burdens. You know? At first, they were given straw to make brick, you know, straw and mud and everything together. Later on, they gave them nothing. They said, well, you say you want to go serve the Lord. Well, that's because you're idle. You know, I'm not even going to give you any supply of straw. go find for yourself or do whatever, but the tale of bricks shall not diminish. And he said, the oppressors, the taskmasters, cracked the whip. And many of them, they were bent over. They couldn't even stand up. And the Lord said, look, I have broken the bands of your yoke. And I've made you go up right now. Therefore, do not be entangled again with any yoke of bondage. Don't put your neck. Once the Lord breaks the bands of your yoke, be careful now. Don't put your neck under any yoke again. And don't let the devil snap any yoke around your neck. You got to have all your senses alert. Don't let him do it. Praise God. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27 will tell you about this breaker anointing that is present with us today to break this yoke, sir. Glory to God. This is the anointing that breaks the yoke. In that day shall it come to pass that the burden of the Assyrian shall be taken away from off thy shoulder as a devil's burden. And the yoke of this world and all these things. And its yoke shall be taken off thy neck. And the yoke shall be broken and destroyed because of the breaker anointing. That's right. The anointing is what breaks the yoke. And that's what we are dealing with today. And I thank God because the Lord said, yeah, present with you today is a breaker anointing. And because you have sought my face, because you have submitted yourself to me, you know, we were talking yesterday about in weakness, that's when your strength is made perfect. When you haven't eaten for some time, your body is weak. You're broken down. That's good. That's where God's power excels. Glory to God. You know, and now, the breaker anointing is with us to break his burden from off your shoulder. Break the devil's yoke from off your neck in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Now, in the book of Isaiah chapter 54, verse 11, powerful verses that you can latch onto and use not only for your defense, but also for offense. Praise the Lord. He says, O thou afflicted, tossed with tempest and not comforted. The Lord said, I will change your story. I will lay thy stones with fair colors and thy foundations with sapphires. I'll make thy windows of agates and thy gates of carbuncles and all thy borders of pleasant stones. You know, that means the beauty of the Lord is coming into your life. Whereas you have buried your head in shame, now the beauty of the Lord is coming for you. Isn't that beautiful? Praise the Lord. Your borders, pleasant stones, sapphires, you know, and different things. Beauty of the Lord. You know, now coming upon you. Psalm 107 verses 15 to 16 says, oh, that man would praise the Lord. Huh? For his goodness and for his wonderful works through the children of men. For he has broken, has already done it. Huh? Glory to God. You know, and the psalmist was lamenting because he didn't see people rejoicing. He wanted to see them rejoicing. He said, look, the Lord has already done this. So why are you not rejoicing? Why are you not shouting for joy? You know, but the Lord has broken. He has done it. Hallelujah. And so we will rejoice today in this room because the Lord has broken the gates of brass. And he has cut asunder the bars of iron. We will rejoice. Glory to God. Sicknesses, diseases, pains, and all these things. They are yokes, burdens that come upon people. Let me read Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 4. Powerful promises that the Lord gives you. Take a hold of them. You know, along with what the psalmist is saying in Psalm 107. Well, Isaiah is saying the same thing here. He said, for thou hast broken. You've already done it. Thou hast broken the yoke of his burden, the oppressor, the Assyrian, the king of Babylon, and all of them that oppressed my people. Say, thou hast broken their yoke, the staff, the rod of the oppressor. It's in the day of Midian. For every battle of the warrior, is with confused noise and garments rolled in blood. But this one, what the Lord is going to do here, you know, is going to be the burning and fuel of fire. That's how he's doing it for you. Burn everything out. Glory to God. Now, there are many diseases, sicknesses, and different things that people have had to deal with. Here are a few promises, and you know them. Exodus 15 and 26, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 15, I the Lord will take away the sickness from the midst of you. Glory to God. And then Isaiah chapter 53, verses 4 and 5. Powerful, powerful stuff. Every time you get a hold of these scriptures, you know, don't turn loose. Stay right there with the scripture. For surely he has borne our griefs, carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted, but it wasn't for his own problems, but because of ours. We were wounded for our transgressions. We were bruised for our iniquities. The Lord already paid the price for your peace. You know, sometimes all we think about is by his stripes we are healed, but by his chastisement. First, he was chastised before they left the stripes. It was the chastisement that created the stripes. The beating across his back left stripes. But the Lord is telling you that, you know, you see the stripes as healing you, but what about the chastisement? The chastisement they put upon him was for your peace. Glory to God. And how can we have peace when we have, you know, heavy burdens, oppression and oppressing spirits, bands of wickedness around us, numerous yokes? Well, the Lord said, well, rejoice, because I have done it for you. The Lord was oppressed on your behalf. He was afflicted on your behalf, so that we may have freedom in him. Glory to God. Now, take these scriptures with you and use them powerfully every day. Let the enemy cheat you out of it. You know, here's what the Lord said in Deuteronomy 7 and 15. The Lord will take away all sickness. Now, how much of sickness? All. A-L-L. Take away all sickness. And we'll put none, you know, zero, evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee. And lay them upon them that hate you. Now, the Lord will take away all sickness. That's A-L-L. Every time sickness try to come, that means among you, and that also means inside of you. You know, among you, among the people of God, but even you as a person internally, anything that's inside of you that doesn't belong there, Lord said, I'll take it away in the name of Jesus. And so sicknesses have been, you know, I mean, a torment for the people of God this year. Unfortunately, some of these sicknesses have taken some very precious lives. And, but enough of it already. We are going to stand in the gap and we're going to pray. We're going to take the word of the Lord. The Lord said, ye shall take root downward, and ye shall bear fruit upward. And ye shall be the branch of my planting, saith the Lord, and I may be glorified. Did you know that the Lord, he wants us to shine? Well, we can't really shine when there's heavy burdens and yokes around our neck and all these things. So we got to break these things. Break it down. Hallelujah. The book of Isaiah chapter 60 says, arise from verse 1 and shine. For thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, that's going to be gross darkness. You know, as we go into this 2026, you're going to see more gross darkness upon the world and people. But you will see a distinction again. The Lord will cause his glory to rise upon us. Glory will be seen. People will be drawn to the Lord because heavens are going to drop down. The skies are going to pour down righteousness. The earth is going to open up and bring forth salvation together because I, the Lord, he said, I created it. He's going to do it. Praise God. Now, those are the four categories of things called the horns, the four horns that we want to deal with. And those, what the Lord has given us, the carpenter's anointing, pummel those things down. And then some of you might remember, and I will repost this for you on our back channel, the WhatsApp platform. Those things that must not go with you into the new year. We did this 2 years ago, and even I shared it again last year. And I was thinking about it yesterday. I said, yeah, maybe I'll share it again with the people. And I'll just read through the things. But there are many, many scriptures that you can use. Here are some things, enemies that must not follow you into the new year. And I'm doing the crossover part now for this service. These things must not follow you into the new year. Fear and anxiety. Instead, the Lord will give you boldness and confidence. Many scriptures, but I won't read the scriptures. I'm just going to read these categories of things, and I will share this posting with you. Some of you already have it. Fear and anxiety will not follow you. Instead, the Lord will give you boldness and confidence. Number two, unbelief and doubt will not follow you into the new year. Instead, the Lord will have you replace it with faith and believing, which is faith with action. Number three, this must not follow you or follow us into the new year. Disobedience and rebellion must not follow us into the new year. Instead, let's replace that with obedience and submission unto the Lord. Number four, pride and arrogance. Pride goeth before destruction, you know. Pride and arrogance must not follow us into the new year. Let's replace that with humility and lowliness. Number five, confusion and perplexion. Perplexity, you're just confused. We're perplexed, Paul said. Well, let's leave that behind. In this new year, God's going to give you strategy and inspiration, which is understanding. Glory to God. Number six, discouragement and disappointment will not follow you into 2026. The Lord will give you instead lifting up and fulfillment. Praise God. Number seven, fatigue and weariness. Well, instead, the Lord will give you strength and rest. Amen. Number eight, sicknesses and diseases. That must not follow us into 2026. Instead, the Lord will bring healing and health to us in the name of Jesus. Number nine, terror and oppression. Just as we've been covering the last hour or so, must not follow us into 2026. These are enemies that must not follow us into the new year. Instead of terror and oppression, the Lord will give us deliverance and protection. There are many scriptures for these categories and different things, and I will share them. Number 10, heavy burdens and evil yokes, just like we already talked about. Instead, the Lord will give you liberty and redemption. Glory to God. There's antidotes for each of these evil enemies. They're not going to follow us. Number 11, failures and losses, you know, and regrets and different things that people may experience or have experienced maybe this year. Well, instead, the Lord's going to give you success and celebrations. Woo! I love that one. Praise God. Number 12, must not follow you into 2026. Sorrow and mourning. That's right. We are rejecting that. We're not carrying that along this year to the new year. Instead, the Lord will pour upon our head gladness and joy. Instead of the sorrow and mourning, God will give us gladness and joy. Number 13, these are all the things that must not follow us into the new year. Stagnation and slumber. This is a problem for many people and even most. You know, we're just stagnant. The Lord promised something, but, you know, it's just not happening. And sometimes people just slumber and so on. Well, instead, the Lord says, emerge and go forward. Glory to God. The spirit of, you know, procrastination, the snail spirit, all those things, sluggishness. No, the Lord is going to break that. Emerge is the word from your commander in chief and go forward. That's what he said. And number 14, unforgiveness and bitterness must not follow you or come with you the next year. Instead, let us take on the nature of forgiveness and release. Not only forgive them, but also release them. So these are the things that I will be praying for you in a minute. So there are two portions of this service today. I try to rush through all of that, to cover it all in the time allotted. We're going to come against all those four horns and also all these things that must not follow us into the new year. Even as we do this crossover today, we're doing crossover right now. Praise God. So I'm going to go into prayers. I want you to open up your heart and believe along. Remember, Jehoshaphat said one thing in 2 Chronicles 20 and 20. He said, believe the Lord, and so shall you be established. Believe also his prophets, or those who are sent to speak the word of God to you. That's what a prophet is. And so shall ye prosper. So all you got to do is believe this word today. It will not only establish you, but it will also cause you to prosper and flourish in the coming year. We bring a message to prisoners of hope today. And next year, bring forth brighter and better horizons. Praise the Lord. So let us pray. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus for the word of God. The word of God is powerful. The scripture says, it's powerful, it's quick, it's alive. And it can go and break apart various things. It's like a hammer also. A hammer down these wicked horns that have come to pummel us down so that we could not raise up our heads. We're using the word of God today. Hear ye me, O satanic forces that have come against the people of God to pummel them down. I come against you in the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord of hosts. to God that made heaven and earth, even Jesus Christ, to let my people go. Glory to God. That's what the Lord said. And now let all the chains be broken. Let the bands around the necks of your people be snapped. Glory to God. Let the burdens be lifted up of their shoulders. The heavy burdens and so forth. And I come against every oppression and oppressing spirit to push that back right now. Even as it is written, the breaker anointing, the carpet anointing, to fray these horns and push them back. In the name of Jesus. And all the bands of wickedness. Jesus said, you know, I have come to give you life. And that more abundantly. The devil comes to impose this wickedness upon you. You know, to steal your joy, kill your dreams, and even destroy your life. But I, the Lord, come to give you abundant life. Glory to God. Now, in you, Lord, we move, we live, we have our being, and abundant life is our portion. Abundant life is our portion. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Strengthen the hands that hang down. Confirm the feeble knees. Cause the heads that be bowed down be lifted up in the name of Jesus. There shall none of my people put ashes on their head again. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And hear, O daughter of Zion, thy name shall be called Beloved. Glory to God. You shall no more be termed forsaken, nor desolate. For I, the Lord, have chosen you, and you shall be called Hephzibah, and Beulah. Glory to God. And the Lord swears in truth and righteousness that I will no more give thy corn to be meat for thy enemies, even that which you have labored for. The Lord said, the sons of the stranger shall not inherit your portion, shall not drink that which is yours. The enemy shall not take that which is yours. Glory to God. But you that have labored for it and you that have worked for it, gathered it, you will eat it in the courts of my holiness, said the Lord. The Lord said, I have sworn by my right hand to do this for you. In this coming year, you all experience the power of the right hand of the Lord, being strong for you. This is the arm of the Lord that is stretched out for you. This is the purpose of God for you, and who shall disannul it or turn back the hand of the Lord? With a strong hand, the Lord will bring you through 2026. In the name of Jesus, you shall go through. Even as we are talking today of the last day of the last month of this last, this year, tomorrow, by the grace of Almighty God, you will be talking of the first day of the new year. And after that, you'll be talking of the first week, the first month. There'll be many firsts next year in the name of Jesus. And in a few hours, we will be there. Praise God. And these are the things that you must leave behind. So enemies, I must not go with you into 2026. All these things that we have listed today, fear and anxiety, unbelief and doubt, disobedience and rebellion, pride and arrogance, confusion and perplexity, discouragement and disappointment, fatigue and weariness, sicknesses and diseases, terror and oppression, heavy burdens and evil yokes, they shall not go with you. Failures and losses, they will not go with you. In the name of Jesus, sorrow and mourning, stagnation and slumber will not follow you. And unforgiveness and bitterness will not follow you either. In the name of Jesus. Now, O Lord, cause your glory to shine over your people. Because we know this coming year, there will be even more darkness in the world. But you said, the glory of the Lord shall be risen upon your people. Hallelujah. And Gentiles shall come to the brightness of thy rising. Glory to God. They shall look and they shall see and say, see what the Lord has done for them. They shall call you the blessed of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Now, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we may ask or think, unto him be glory and praise forever and ever in Jesus' name. Now, I want us to praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.